Is this going to be like lower?
Yeah, it just means, and this would be in your face, like a BBC grip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, so I was at work and I was explaining that to somebody. I'm like, when we grab like this, we call it a BBC grip.
We've been calling it Mandingo now.
Mandingo? Yeah, oh, man. I didn't know we updated the firmware.
Mandingo grip.
Oh, Mandingo. I like that.
Or what else did we call it for the kids?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Something PG.
Oh, okay. It'd have to be like the Subway grip.
Oh, burrito grip.
The burrito. Burrito that's nicer. Grip.
To Jared?
That's a lot nicer.
To Jared? Is that what you're going
to say? The Jared. Yeah, the Jared. No, he was a pedo.
It was child porn.
He hung out with Drake.
Yeah. Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live now. Yeah, we're live.
Yeah, we're just talking.
We've been live for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, we've been live for 40 minutes. You just weren't here.
I saw Marty's message.
No, he was here.
Okay.
We just told him to message that so he can make you feel bad.
Exactly. 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It worked.
It worked. She doesn't feel bad.
I don't.
Who wants to introduce our guest today?
Oh.
Sharon?
Yeah, sure.
Sharon, you got that face?
I'll do it. So our very first number one episode, or first episode, sorry, thank you for adjusting that for me, Daddy. Our very first guest ever in our first episode, our coach, our buddy, Marty's here, the JJ World League Master One Champion of 2023. How does that work?
2023.
Yeah, because their seasons end like in the middle, right? Or whatever? Or how does that work?
Well, I won the Jiu-Jitsu Whirling Worlds both years.
Oh, we got a back-to-back
season champ for 2023.
Oh, that's tight.
I'm prestigious now.
Dude, when I saw the video, I was like, oh, look at him. This is awesome. I didn't pay attention to the whole thing
because
I have like I have a 10-second attention span, but
they didn't use the whole thing either.
They did it?
I was tired. It didn't sound that good.
I thought it was good.
Just breathing hard.
Yeah, it's like a minute long.
They do a good job at editing.
Yeah. You do a good job at talking.
Oh, good.
I need to.
Welcome back, Smarty Marty.
Thanks for having me.
A lot has changed. This is Shireen. This is your first time out with him, Shireen.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was anti the podcast in the beginning. I'm just kidding.
She didn't want to.
She didn't want to be friends with us.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to be made fun of on camera.
That's okay.
It's fine. Everybody, how's your day, Smarty? Fun. What'd you do today?
Oh, you know, the usual jiu-jitsu tournaments.
Jiu-jitsu tournaments.
All day.
Yeah. Like,
just came back from Grappling X.
Is it a lot easier to just ask what weekend you're not doing a jiu-jitsu tournament?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It feels like you're at one, like, every weekend.
Yeah, it feels like that to me, too.
Yeah, you got a ton of kids, dude.
Too many. Yeah, not too many, but it's a lot to deal with.
How many kids? How many kids in the program? Last I heard was 60.
I don't even know, actually.
You don't even know?
Off the top of my head, it's got to be, like, at least 50.
It's a little intimidating walking in there while the kids are still training. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
We were small today. We had like 4 competitors for the kids.
That's it?
That's it. At Grappling X. But then there was 4 kids competing at American Nationals in Vegas.
So. Oh, that's amazing.
They did good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Anakin took gold. And then Eli took gold. Zayden got bronze. And Valentina got silver.
I like seeing them compete because they look like you. Or your style. All of them just have your style.
At a young age, too, which is impressive. Yeah. So I'm like 5 years, we're all screwed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm
when they start
too.
Taking our class, down.
I let someone's kid put me in a triangle. You were there, and that shit was tight as hell, dude. I was dying.
Oh, that was Julian. Huh?
Yeah.
He's like 75 pounds.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Jose's kid?
Yeah, Jose's kid.
I was like, yeah, just... I think they were like, just try it out. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Go for it. And he just like... And I was like... Ugh. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, their technique is really good. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Good job, Smarty. You're doing great.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you're doing really good.
I'm so happy you're here, Dave.
Yeah,
we've been trying. I think we said we wanted to redo the first one because... We didn't know what the hell we were doing. We still don't know what the hell we're doing, but we're
still learning.
Do it a little bit better now.
Yeah.
Better camera, better audio.
Better host.
Yes, better host. Because when I first started, I was doing it like a live scenario, like how I do with like gaming, like you know how Twitch streaming is.
Okay, yeah.
That's the kind of the setup I was going for, so now I understand how to do it like a non-live production.
I've never seen that like a Twitch stream before, but I might have seen like a clip.
You look like a gamer, Marty.
Yeah, he was watching Dr. Disrespect.
I don't play video games except for the ones on my phone.
What games do you play on your phone?
Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, man.
Clash of Clans, Clash Royale. That thing
took some of my money back then.
Squad Busters.
What's Squad Busters?
It's like the new Supercell game.
What the hell is that?
It's just a Clash of Clans.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah. You run around with like a little guy and then, yeah.
Are they like coming at you? Not in a gay way?
No. it's like live, so then you have your little group of guys and you run around and then you just kill other groups of people.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Does the clans clashing?
Oh, okay. Nah. Does it get bigger as you kill more people, I'm assuming?
You unlock people as you go through and collect coins and stuff, okay. And then you get your squad grows.
How much time do you spend on that?
Too much.
Do you ever just go down like rabbit holes of shit?
Yes.
Like
all the time.
Oh, that happened to me yesterday.
Of games or videos?
Both. Yeah. I watched Predator, the first one, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and like for some reason I just like went on YouTube and watched like a 1.5 hour video on the history of Predator.
Oh my god. That's how it starts.
Yeah. Sopranos playing in the background. Me watching that. The dog trying to lick my face.
Oh. Yeah, I seen a teacher like teaching like TikTok where they have like a video playing like of the train running game, that little.
Oh, Subway Surfer?
Subway Surfer, there you go. Yeah. That like the teacher's teaching with like Subway Surfer and then like his actual teaching to keep the attention of the kids. That's what this guy was doing. He had like Sopranos in the background and then he had freaking something on his phone.
They do that for what, ADHD?
I think it's just like dopamine hits. You get two dopamine hits. Like,
I can't do it.
What? Watch it? What?
Yeah, but there's a video with like another thing playing on the side next to it. I can't watch the video.
Yeah, it's TikTok. I could do it because TikTok messed me up.
I stay off TikTok.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
It's too dangerous.
I barely watch TikTok.
Yeah, I'm bad.
Instagram Reels.
Yeah. If I download TikTok, I'm screwed.
That rabbit hole led me to like, you know how like you start moving to, for some reason I ended up on a documentary about this thing called Route 39, which is like a cocaine bar.
What the hell?
Of course
and
you did.
It gets moved every 3 weeks so they don't find out where it's at. It's in like Bolivia, and it's like a real thing. But that's where it led me to. I thought that was weird.
Route 39. A cocaine bar.
Huh?
A cocaine bar.
Yeah, so like you go to a bar and you can purchase a drink and then they ask you how many grams you want. Because it's not, well, coca leaves aren't illegal over there. So they serve you cocaine. Nice. I just thought that was funny as hell. But I don't know how I ended up there, and then I had to go. I started Googling stuff. And
well, it's probably not laced with fentanyl over there.
No, that's that pure Bolivian flake.
Yeah.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah, when I want to go for like short contact to long contact, I go from like TikTok to YouTube, but then I get stuck on YouTube short somehow.
Are those the ones that are like straight up, like your phone straight up? Kind of like a
reel? They're the reels. Yeah, okay. I try to watch like long form content, and then I end up sticking to like the short.
Yeah, I don't do YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
It has to be the long video.
Yeah. See, I'm bad.
I think there somebody was, some director got upset because they said they wanted, production companies wanted to start making movies, like for like the phone.
Oh damn!
Because it's that way, and he's like, the movie's made to be watched like wide,
like a widescreen.
Yeah, like a widescreen. He's like, so you can get a better view of everything. Not
people could turn their phones.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think
more
it's because
that way too.
Kids were, they were like, "Why do you turn your screen?" Like, there's some kids that won't turn their screen.
I had to get my kids to put their phones down to watch. What did we watch the other day? Emperor's New Groove.
That's a second. Yeah.
That's funny.
I was like, "Put your phones away," because they're like watching the movie and then their phones in their hand. They're like,
"Didn't that movie have like a bunch of problems being made?"
I don't know.
I think it did.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I saw whatever you watched. Yeah, it's pretty. That movie's hilarious.
I think I've seen it like twice
really?
In my life.
Same. Oh, I've seen it. I don't remember it.
Last week was the second time.
I've actually never seen it.
You never seen it?
I never seen it.
Oh, that's a pretty good movie because they do like a lot of adult jokes in it.
Like Shrek.
Yeah, like Shrek. That one also had a bunch of problems being made.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So
it was so good.
So, you guys ever heard of The Prince of Egypt?
Yes.
The DreamWorks movie. So. I guess when they were making that, if you did something wrong, you would get sent to work on the Shrek movie.
That's right.
And they called it getting Shreked. But it turns out that movie did better
Shrek
than The Prince
of
Egypt.
Shrek was so successful, yeah.
Yeah. But it took a long time to make. I think it was in production for like 8 years.
Which one's
years.
The Prince of Holy Egypt crap. One? Is that the live one? That's a live
no,
movie?
No, it's like a 3D one of Moses.
It is, right? Okay.
Yeah. Which that movie is pretty good. The graphics are pretty sick. It's good. It's a good movie.
It's cartoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like Shrek, but people. Yeah. The blood scene.
They're both cool. DreamWorks, huh?
Yeah.
I gotta go back and look at that.
Yeah.
Every time somebody brings up Shrek, I always think of those videos of Shrek is Love.
Shrek is Love? Oh, like YouTube videos.
I can't watch Shrek anymore.
Are those the ones where he's like behind them?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Shrek's
They're behind. Making another one. You know that, right?
Yeah, Shrek's behind something like that, right? I don't know the detail, but I remember seeing it.
It's like some teenage boy or something. And yeah. Shrek's in his room with him.
Oh,
like,
my God, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you could just, if you could imagine it, that's what they're talking
We're
about.
We're going to send a link to Shireen right now. Abe, can you send that to her?
I'm good. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. The greener, the better for her.
Oh, my God.
Shrek is Love.
Yeah, oh, never again.
No?
Man, I can't watch that shit.
There's some stuff that, like...
I love Shrek.
No, Shrek's good, but then...
That messed it up for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much stuff out there. Shrek lore. Shrek memes.
Well, it was a book, wasn't it, before it was a...
Was it really?
Yeah, it was a book, I believe. Shrek the Ogre. It was...
I don't know.
Because I remember when the movie came out, I like also saw the book. Because they're all fairy tale things. I know that Donkeys is from Pinocchio. You know, like the little boys that get sold to that island and they turn into donkeys.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Yeah,
how they connect everything?
Huh? Yeah, well, you got to connect everything to like a fairy tale thing. But I think those boys were like being... I mean, I'm sure there's like some weird pedophilia thing with it, but...
Fabian has everything mapped in his mind.
Honestly, yeah.
That's a YouTube a rabbit network. Hole. Yeah.
He has a good network at his point.
It's great. He went down that rabbit hole
yeah.
a long time ago. Yeah.
That was last Thursday. No, yeah. Those are...
Aren't you going to Comic-Con this year?
I was just telling him that I'm going to try to get him a Kakashi that's there because I thought it'd be cool. Yeah, oh. I am going.
What is that?
It's a character from a show that we like.
Yeah.
That
okay. Anime, I'm assuming?
Anime.
Yeah. Naruto. It's pretty sick.
I don't know either. From anything about?
From Naruto.
Naruto.
It's their team leader, right? Yeah, their coach.
Squad leader.
Yeah, their squad leader. The creator of the... oh, my God. His... I'm blanking right now.
So am I.
He knows.
He knows.
See, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, that's the 1,000 Years of Pain. no, the one that Sasuke's blade.
Oh, Chidori?
Chidori, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I think the figure is him powering it up. But I was like, oh, Marty would like that if I can get it. So I'm trying to snag that for him.
He's trying to kiss your ass, Marty. He wants that.
No?
He wants that second stripe on his belt.
You don't have one?
Yeah, but I don't think they matter.
Yeah, your professor's slow, dude. Yeah,
why are you going to say that to him? Then don't give him any. Give him any.
It's over. No more stripes.
I mean, like, it's pretty cool when I don't have one, or when I didn't have any, because people just thought I was, like, a new blue belt, and then I can do dumb shit to them.
You still fun do stuff. Dumb shit.
Mine, when you compete, every blue belt's the same.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
That is true.
In that sense.
I feel like once you get to the colored ones, I feel like they don't matter as much anymore.
It's a little progress mark.
Yeah, it shows your progress, I guess.
Yeah, those are people like really into it. Like those clips where it's like the showy roll? What is it? What they call it?
Oh my God, it makes me laugh when they're like three stripes.
Yeah, they say
that. I'm like shut up, blue belt. Just say that. Tapes?
Oh, yeah, those are funny as hell, dude. Yeah.
They're like three stripe purple belt or you know, four stripe purple belt. Yeah. They want to be like very specific, like where they're at.
Six stripe blue belt. Here, you're checking in. I got two extra ones because my coach
banged my mom.
Damn it.
I said I wasn't ready.
No, Marty, no. oh, he is my coach. Shit, I can make that joke. shit, I just lost my train of thought.
Damn, you went down. Down.
My mom would do that to me.
Oh my God.
I did see her today.
That went down as dark rabbit hole.
Yeah.
No, I can see stripes are like a boost of confidence for some people. Especially if they feel like they're not progressing or kind of just stuck.
A white belt boost
of confidence.
I like that a white belt. Well,
you see it more in like kids jiu-jitsu. So like if you see the kids go from like white belt to gray belt and then all of a sudden they're like a different kid. Like all of a sudden their jiu-jitsu is way better because they have a different belt on. And even when they compete, they're like, oh, that kid has four stripes. Oh, that kid has three stripes. And I'm like, I don't think any of that matters. You're still going to go out there and beat them.
Yeah.
Like,
do the white and the grays compete together?
Sometimes.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It just depends. If it's like a small tournament, then they combine.
Oh, they'll combine. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because I was asking somebody, I was like, do you have to go up against gray belts? And
well, we had two kids today compete in the same bracket, and there's a gray belt in the bracket. They're both white belts. So it's three white belts total and one gray belt. And the podium was all the white belts.
Oh no!
The gray belt fought both the kids from our gym.
Damn that!
And he lost to both of them.
Damn, that gym's about to lose a membership.
Damn,
that sucks.
Just hand their parents a business card.
It's like, talk to me. Go. I'll get them better. All three of them.
He wasn't bad. He was good.
Yeah. How the kids beat him? Points or submission?
No, so. I think both of them were arm bars.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. One by points, and then one was an arm bar.
That's really good. Yeah. Nice.
Me and you should compete. Because she does it.
Not as much as I used to.
I told you I'm going to compete by the end of the year.
Yeah, wait. When's the last time you competed?
Since the last time you did it.
Yeah?
Stockton? It's been 2 years.
Dang, that's a long time.
That was that one where I had like five or six matches.
I couldn't go that long.
I get too much. I get anxiety. Yeah, like, I just need to do it.
If I go... like 4 months without competing, I'm like
itching at the.
Do you feel lazy? Like, do you feel like it keeps you in check with your weight and everything?
It keeps me in shape.
Yeah.
Motivated. Studying. Doesn't
look forward for. Same. I guess.
I've been having fun going to other gyms to do a little bit of cross training.
Oh yeah.
To train with other people, and do okay. We've gone a couple times. I like it. Events. Everyone's always super nice.
I couldn't do it in my previous gyms.
No. Sorry.
I still did. That's how I met Marty.
No, just like never, I never. I just never. I never went out. And, yeah, I just never went out and did it.
No,
it's your sneaky link gym. So.
Well, probably.
I was just telling people the other day, like, especially if you don't compete, like you should cross train because then how do you know how good you really are? Like, if I just roll with the same people over and over again, I'm gonna figure out all their habits. Oh, this guy's gonna do arm bar from here. He's gonna do this sweep. This is his favorite sweep. It gets boring. You know.
Yeah.
The same round over and over and over and over. And then you want to go test yourself somewhere else. That way you get a real feel for like how good you really are.
Oh yeah.
I like it. I just haven't done it in a long time.
Oh, we don't invite you.
I like our Sunday open mats. I wouldn't go with you guys anyways.
She's afraid to be seen in public.
We get different bodies from Sunday open mats and from the other gyms.
Even when you had the open mat Friday.
Yeah, that one was
show
good.
Up. Yeah, people would show up. That was really fun.
The Nogi one? Is it Nogi?
Yeah.
It was Nogi open mat?
Yeah, Nogi open mat.
He turned to your class.
Yeah.
And luckily our gym is like cool because like other gyms know that we're, I guess, cool. We're, I'm missing the words right now. I'm blanking today. Cool. Sorry, guys. I guess like we're fun to roll with or we're not. We don't bring drama to their gym. No. So it's easier for us to go over there and what travel. See,
Marty, no politics, no something.
No egos.
No egos?
No egos, no politics.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you'd see it when people come. Everyone just...
Oh my God! Rolls.
Yeah, there's some days where it's like, some Sundays are just there's a good amount of people. Like you can turn around and there's just like another set of people like ready to train. And then your no-gi, so much fun. I think I do more no-gi now than I do gi.
Yeah, I've been into no-gi a lot lately too.
Yeah.
I think next year I'm gonna compete no-gi more than gi.
Is that the plan? Or is that like what you...
That's my plan, yeah.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So I'm going to finish this year off in the gi, and then next year I'm going to go do a lot more no gi. I'll probably still do like Masters Worlds.
You put me in a nice knee bar the other day.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
He submits so many people that he doesn't remember, dude.
I don't know what happened, but so I ended up in a knee bar, and I was like, oh, shit, that was really good. Knee bar. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was,
like, I don't know what happened. He plucked up.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't do knee bars very often, so that's why I'm like, did I?
Yeah, because I was like, this is weird. We had just talked about the calf slicer when you were trying to do it, and I just sat on my butt. So
Freddie does it to me when I'm trying to do something to him. He's mean like that.
Knee bar?
Calf slicer sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you just look at me smiling.
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
Or Steven Seagal wrist locks.
Yeah, that's fun. That's always fun.
When you do that Aikido one to me sometimes. Yeah,
that's what he's talking about.
I was just watching a video of Steven Seagal training with the karate guy. Do you see that one?
Where he's
training with this karate guy and he's showing him all the different techniques that they do. And like, I don't know. They only teach their stuff to certain people.
Mm-hmm. The cameras have to turn off.
Did you see the
secret technique?
What's that? The karate combat? The owner of that choked out a dude.
What do you do?
There's a brawl.
He choked out. So there's like a brawl. Like one of the guys in the corner, the guy that lost, ran in there and started causing problems. Hmm. So the owner of that karate combat, like
the goat shed guy? The goat shed owner?
Yeah. He like...
Goat shed owner?
Yeah, that gym? Goat shed, is that what it's called?
Something like
that?
I don't even know what that is. No,
the owner of the karate combat.
Okay.
Yeah, he just got behind him and choked him out.
Rear naked choked
him out. At a karate combat tournament?
Yeah, yeah. It was okay. Like last night or something?
Yeah, this last night. You'll see it. You'll see it in there.
We'll send it to you later.
For you, Paige.
I'll see it on the Instagram reels.
Yeah, you know what popped up on my thing and I started watching? It was medieval MMA.
What the fuck, dude? How do you find this stuff? What is
it? Well, they fight with swords or something?
Dude, they're in full armor and they're like punching each other with the shields and hitting each other with the swords and they're doing takedowns and stuff. And I sent it to my boss and he's like, is this real? And then I sent him the whole page. He's like, oh shit, it is. But it's pretty because...
I need you to send it to me because I have a picture in my head and it's really funny.
Dude, no, it's for real. And I apparently some dude is saying that when they get hit with the shields, it concusses them.
Because
it's like a helmet with no padding. So it's so I thought that was pretty cool. But I'm sure CTE is raging in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But all the ones I've seen, they're like big old fat dudes.
No, these guys look, I guess, regular size.
Yeah.
But how much is that armor?
Is it full on armor?
It's full on armor. Full metal armor. Yeah.
I'm so excited
like,
to see
like, think like Game of Thrones.
That's got to get hot.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing that armor for all
I don't think it's that long. It
smells gross, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, how do you even train for that? Like, you just got to throw that thing on.
It's silver, no? So, like, I don't think bacteria grows on silver, so.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's
But do they do submissions, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a real thing.
It's like karjutsu.
Yes. Oh, dude. There's another one.
Someone was talking about that.
You haven't seen Karjitsu?
I've seen clips. Yeah.
They have like a championship now and everything, right? That's all Russia stuff.
They do the
or those two on one MMA fights.
The big old fat dude
and the two chicks.
Oh my God. What's the other one that I saw? Now there's.
No, he was just fucking dropping bombs on those chicks, dude.
Yeah. The freaking mountain guy? The mountain guy?
Oh, no, that wasn't the mountain. It was. Eddie? It was the other guy, Eddie Hall.
Eddie Hall?
Yeah,
Eddie Hall.
It was Eddie Hall.
Oh, he bought two dudes too.
He bought two dudes and we came at him.
In Russia, they have a hockey fighting league. They're just on skates punching each other.
That's funny.
It's like a full-on league, dude. Well, I mean, power slap's a thing now.
I can't get into that one.
I think like in 2013, this guy I worked with, he was like, they should do a MMA fight with like Brock Lesnar versus... Mighty Mouse and some other 135er. Now they're doing the fights like that in Russia?
Russia's wild, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, Jesus.
But Mighty Mouse is beat like an ultra heavyweight.
And jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
it's different.
Well, Putin's like a black belt in judo, right? Like he actually knows the technique and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a video of him like helping a kid like fix his form. And they're like, yeah, that guy knows what he's doing. He was like a ex-Beznat.
Yeah, was it like a like whatever the?
It's like their seals, I guess.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Spesnat. Now if you ever see videos of them training, they're like almost doing gymnastics and like shooting shotguns.
Yeah, gymnastics is pretty big with like wrestling and all grappling sports over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they warm up. They do gymnastics.
Like, well, I think when the Soviet Union was around, they would take all the kids and start them up. All of them, like, and just to see if you were good, and all the ones that excelled, they'd take them and start training them from like 3-4 year old.
I think gymnastics is like super big for like if you want your kid to do sports, like put them in gymnastics first.
Well, I feel like they'll become, helps
strength, everything,
coordination,
everything.
Yeah, we should probably do gymnastics.
Oh my God,
is that it?
I'd love to see you guys do balance.
So expensive.
There's a gymnastics trainer in my class,
is there?
Yeah. She could teach it.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she could teach it.
Yeah.
She could do like
that. I think that's her job, is actually. She's
a teacher. Shit.
Next thing you know, Fred's going to be doing the split.
I know.
I can do it already.
He's not.
I can do it already.
He's in a leopard leotard.
I would have believed you, too.
I'm pretty sure if I could train, I'm pretty sure I could do it.
I know.
If I actually try it.
Super flexible, Fred.
When would I do it?
Bro, he was playing Spider Lasso on me the other day.
Really?
And I was having a hard time passing. I was like, what the fuck?
But see, I could only do it for like 3 minutes. I looked at the clock. I'm not going to do this for 6 minutes.
I was like, how does his leg keep coming back like that?
I'm not going to do that for 6 minutes.
When someone has a good Spider Lasso,
3 minutes max. Like 3 minutes max.
No, holding that, dude, I don't think I could do it for like 15 seconds.
I think Lasso is one of the worst guards to get stuck in when you're passing.
Yeah, because you're trapped.
Yeah.
It's like
you're not super trapped, but it's just annoying.
It's annoying.
You know what I picture? Remember in The Mummy when he puts his arm in the thing and then he pulls it out and it's all bones? That's what I feel like when it's in Lasso.
Oh my God.
It's like if I pull this out, all the meat's just going to come out.
Yeah, when we drill that, like you guys get the bruises like
crazy? Yeah. I'll go home and it looks like I'm part of like a domestic violence relationship.
I don't get those bruises. I don't drill.
No, because you don't drill it. You have us going
Somebody
home.
Sent a meme the other day.
Bruises
about,
here,
like,
dude.
It's like.
What's drilling?
Someone sent a meme. It was one of you guys. It was like. me trying to control my breathing so coach doesn't know that the warm-ups got me tired. The warm-ups killed me. That was me. Yeah, that was you. That's it. And I was like, that happened the other day. I was like, I didn't want the other guy to think I'm some sort of pussy.
Yeah. You're just like trying to catch your breath.
I don't want him to think I'm some sort of nerd.
I jumped in warm-ups. I jumped in that takedown rounds that we did the other day.
Oh my God.
And I went through the whole row of everybody. And then I was like, my chest was burning. I was like, oh my God, this is how they're training.
So, man, I should give them a break.
Yeah. You're like, maybe I should turn on the AC. Yeah.
It was on, I think.
Oh, was it? Yeah. And it was,
it was hot. Marty whooped our asses.
That day, the AC was on the whole time, and it was still hot.
Sure, man. It feels like a sauna in there. It
cost me like $500 for that trip, that practice.
You need a tip jar.
You put that's why it's off on Sundays.
Oh, okay. So
I'm still recovering from the weekend. Yeah.
You can turn it on the weekend. I don't even know.
It's on Sundays. The other day, we're all sitting. I just like walked over there. He saw me turn on a fan, and I'm like, sorry.
Marty's like, that's $30.
They had the AC on today at Grappling X. It was so cold in the gym.
Oh, wow. I guess that's like nice, though.
I was like shivering. I was like,
damn. Oh, at the Edison gym.
Yeah.
What was the other one where it was like goddamn hot as fuck?
The Fresno Heat Complex.
That one's disgusting.
That one's nasty.
I hope I never go back there ever again.
That was horrible. No.
They had the worst like AC system. It was like
there was
like
no AC system.
There is no AC.
There was an AC system.
There's a swamp cooler, no?
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Probably a swamp cooler if anything.
It's where they keep the horses.
This from like the 1920s.
That's horrible.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like a volleyball complex, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, I feel bad for those girls now.
They probably don't play during the summer. It's probably like a winter thing.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know when volleyball season is.
Yeah, see, but it's
I'll find out this year.
I was about to say, you should find out soon, right? Yeah.
Dude, she's like, she does a bunch of sports, right?
She's so freaking cute.
And straight A student? Like pretty damn close?
She did get straight A's at the last semester, but I don't think the first half of the
That's
year
really good.
Did.
That's still good. Well, straight A? She's a straight A?
Yeah. She's a straight A student.
You're as good as your last. Yeah, you're as good as your last, right?
Yeah, let's set those standards really high.
Yeah, she does good.
That's good.
She doesn't like not getting straight A's.
She's so competitive.
Oh, she's one of those.
That's good.
Like it.
She wants to be the best at everything.
I was just happy to get a C.
Yeah.
I passed. They don't check the GPA.
I graduated high school.
Yeah. Good enough. Yeah. One of my teachers called me the A student with the C average. And I was like, that's kind of fucked up. But he wasn't wrong.
My teacher called me the Star 5. Like, I was part of the Star 5.
What does that mean?
Like, we were the 5 kids that always got in trouble.
Oh, sick.
It was me, Jesus, Jose, and Jose. The Star 5.
Three Jose.
Three Jose. Literally three Jose. And Jesus. And then Fred. We're the Star 5. In 5th grade.
You should change your name to Juan.
I felt like you just said all the line cooks for like a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, me,
I can't see you being a bad student, Freddie.
The line cooks for the Chinese, because they're all Mexican.
Yeah.
I've seen your MySpace taglines.
I just, I was a class clown. You're just trying to, I let my intrusive thoughts win. Mm-hmm. I just say whatever, like, comes up in my.
I had a teacher when I was a sophomore, and he told me, if you're not going to participate in any group projects, let me know. Because you're holding the other kids back.
Damn.
And I felt like a piece of shit.
Remember The Simpsons?
That was like a turning point in my life. Where I was I'm fucking up. Like, I need to get my shit together.
Damn.
So it motivated you.
That's good, though. Yeah. I guess, That's
I don't even remember his name.
But
he was my English teacher at Edison.
Oh, you went to Edison?
Yeah.
Oh, it makes sense then.
Is that a bad school or a good school? I know nothing about Fresno.
I don't know. It's like they have good programs, right?
Yeah, I went with the, what do they call it, the GATE program.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I was there, because I went to Manchester GATE and then Computech and then Edison. But it was like half the school was the GATE program and then the other half was the kids from the neighborhood. Hmm. So it was like, you know, the neighborhood's not that great.
Yeah, the neighborhood isn't that great. I should live over there, Church and Elm.
Yeah, I only went there once for a basketball game and that was it.
The school's like super nice now. Like they built like they're building like other parts of this, like other buildings in the school. I was looking at it today. I was like, man, this place looks completely different.
Dude, Fresno High's like that now too.
That's what I heard.
Fresno High's pretty.
Yeah. It's super nice. Just getting gentrified.
I only see it from what's that coffee shop? Cup of Joy.
Cup of Joy. I went there yesterday. Yeah.
That's the only time I see Fresno High when I'm there.
Is that the one owned by the church or whatever?
Ampersand too.
Oh, Ampersand.
Yeah.
I've been to Ampersand like twice. It's good.
The ice cream's good.
Baskin Robbins and Cold Stone are close, so.
Yeah. Sometimes when you want ice cream, you just want it there, right there and then.
Or if I don't want to get off the car, McFlurry.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hey, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. Do you ever go to Sonic's? Fake ice cream?
Oh, Sonic. Yeah, Sonic's good.
Sonic. I'm a slush person, that's why.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's what my kids. Sonic or Frosties. It's on the way home. Frosties? Frosties? Oh,
yeah.
Frosties is right there. On my,
no, Wendy's. Frosties? No, Frosties.
Frosties. The one on Ashley and 99?
Yeah, Foster Freeze. I used to work there.
Yeah?
Not at that one, though. The one on Cedar and Shields.
Did you do the thing?
No, that's the difference. No?
Yeah, it's on Cedar and Shields. Foster
Freeze. No, but what's the one that the blizzard?
Turn the ice cream upside
down. Is that what you were doing?
That's Dairy Queen.
That's Dairy Queen.
That's
Dairy Queen.
Oh, I thought it was Frost.
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I knew. I got you, dude.
Ice cream and burgers. Come on, guys. Same shit.
Different toilet.
I hated that job. That was one of my worst jobs ever.
But were the people fun?
No.
No? Oh, that sucks. No.
I used to hook people up, though. They'd be like, weigh the ice cream cone. It has to weigh so many ounces.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, fuck that shit. I'm just going to
fucking... What are you, a Coke dealer in Bolivia?
That's why they weren't going down.
I was surprised about, like, the amount of people who actually ate food from there. I didn't know, like...
That many people?
Yeah.
Like Wiener Sizzles?
Yeah, like, I don't... I never go to Wiener
Sizzles. I don't know. I've gone once to Wiener Sizzles.
I think I've only been there once.
I feel like that's the last resort kind of place.
I think the last time I went to Wiener Sizzles was for a dip cone.
Oh, they you were there? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even know they had that.
That'd be the only reason I'd go now.
Yeah, no, when we were kids, one of my cousins, I think he didn't want to go eat there. So he said that they like put the hot dogs and chew them and spit it on the chili dogs. And then we're like, oh, no, fuck that place. Because I think they wanted to go somewhere else. So, but me and my brother were like small. So we didn't go to Wiener Schnitzel because in our brains, we thought that's what they did.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And like,
that's the ground beef.
Yeah. Yeah. I cleared the trauma like at 28.
Yeah, when I was a kid, like the only fast food we'd go to was McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's is the shit though.
Burger King.
Like never Burger King, never Wendy's when I was a kid.
Burger King.
Not Taco Bell.
No Taco Bell.
Really?
Taco Bell rarely.
Dude, Mexicans love Taco Bell.
Yeah, my parents did it.
No,
I like Taco Bell.
No, I do too.
Yeah, Taco Bell's good. The Baja Blast.
I prefer the tacos at Jack in the Box.
Like the half slice of
cheese. They're not $2.99 no more though.
They're not.
I think they're $2.50.
Inflation.
No.
I'm not sure.
Inflation, man.
That's still pretty good.
I haven't been there in so long, so I'm not sure.
They have like the mini ones too.
Little boxes.
Those don't count.
They don't count.
That's not food.
It's also tortilla chip.
That's one of my cheat. Like when I cheat, is like those tacos.
That's your go-to.
That's
really
one of them.
Nah, I cheat on something better. Like real tacos.
Yeah, I guess I had it so much. It's like
really. Did you guys ever like Del Taco?
I don't
think I've ever even.
That's like
before.
A Wiener Schnitzel dude too.
Isn't that the one that's closing down?
That's like a Wiener Schnitzel.
Or shutting down a bunch of locations, or is that a different place?
To be honest, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think that Hawaiian place used to be Del Taco,
yeah.
But now.
Oh, yeah, you might be right then.
The Hawaiian place.
What did somebody tell Taco Bell like that their meat's only like a certain percent of meat, and they like replied with the actual percentage, which is only like 5% more?
I didn't see that.
And then someone's like the.
That's not any better.
Yeah, and then someone's like, oh, the. It's in the name of the meat. It's ground beef from the ground. So, like, part of it's, like, dirt or something like that.
I think no, it's like packets, and it gets rehydrated when you mix it with water.
I thought they it's, like, a packet that they put in water.
Oh, no.
Like, hot water.
Maybe that's what it turns is.
That's like Taco Bell meat is, too. They're, like, a lot of soy fillers. Like, it's not all meat.
I have to eat it.
It's still good.
I still eat it. But.
Yeah.
No, I still eat it, too.
It's, like, detonating grenade in my stomach, but it's still it's at the moment, it's good. It sounds like a good idea.
I haven't had that.
Isn't soy like bad for like growing muscles?
Soy boy.
Yeah.
It like soy produces boys. Estrogen if you eat too much. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Weren't they saying that about like people that drink a lot of soy milk?
Yeah. Soy boys.
Gives you gyno.
Yeah, you can grow boobs.
No shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, from estrogen.
Fucking 10 gallons.
You do? Oh, you'll be fine though.
she's mainlining that shit in her veins.
I'll go buy some at Costco on my way home.
She's getting in bulk.
Damn.
Do the eye droplets?
No.
Eye droplets.
What are you drinking?
Water.
Fruity.
It's water.
Carbonated water.
It's enhanced water.
What's it called? Rose water. It's rose water.
It's enhanced with rose roses.
Petals. Yeah.
Rose petals.
Roses and acai and Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get big, guys.
I didn't know that Jesus meant trend. Or what was it?
Wait, does it?
It's like, what are they? It's like they. Tren and TRT or something like that.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what they.
I just knew it was some sort of thing that they were putting in their bodies.
Like Tren and TRT is what that means or something. Like, at least that's what I saw.
No, I thought it was just because they all.
Well, like steroids. Religious. It's like, I think it's like a synonym.
I thought they were just really religious, dude.
Yeah, they're religious. No, and they do steroids.
They're just God fearing.
Every win they get, they praise God for. Yeah. And their steroids.
And their acai.
Yeah.
I think it means.
I ain't acai. Trenin. Sorry.
Trenin. They don't do steroids. TRT.
Allegedly do
steroids. I would.
They all do steroids.
Would you?
No. I would do TRT.
Yeah.
Trend's scary. I'm trying to live a long time. That's why. If I didn't have a family, then
I think I'll do estrogen.
Just eat soy.
Why?
Yeah, just eat the tacos, dude. Make sure you go buy soy and
go half.
Yeah. No, I think I need more than her, right? Because I'm a male.
Yeah.
So I get more soy.
Trying to grow boobs.
Yeah. just some nice B cups, you know? Just something to hold on to when I sleep.
I hate you guys so much.
Checking for lumps. Become an advocate for breast cancer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
Equality.
I wonder why he goes down rabbit holes.
I know.
He is the rabbit hole. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah,
he's going to be Googling that tonight. How do I get estrogen?
Yeah. How do I get studies? it says here I need 12 grand.
I think he actually has ADHD because when he's talking, like in the middle of his story, he'll like say something
hella random,
and then he brings it back. At least he's able to bring it back.
Yeah.
He's able to bring
like
it
earlier when you said the thing about you being the teacher telling you something about the bad student, I like went off into like something else, and he like stopped me from interrupting you.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wait, let him finish.
You remember in The Simpsons where they show Bart's graph? It's like a cone, and it's like everyone around him. The closer you are, the worse your grade is, and the further away you are, the better the grade is.
Oh, shit.
So it's like you're bringing everyone down. That was you.
I wasn't like a class clown or anything, though. I was pretty quiet. I just didn't participate.
Stoner in high school?
Somewhat.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Did you just not like working with groups?
No, I just didn't like doing... I guess so. I didn't like doing group projects, and I didn't like doing homework.
Oh. Yeah. You know, I hated doing homework. Yeah. I could do well in class and on tests. I just didn't want to do homework.
That was me. I had like A's and B's and all my in school work and tests, and then homework I did nothing.
So you had like if you passed, it was like mostly because of the classwork?
Yeah, or I would just fail because I didn't do no homework. And I think back in our day, homework was worth like 50% of your grade or some shit.
So stupid.
Yeah. Now like they don't even get homework. I'm like, shit, I'd have been a straight A student.
Oh man, you'd be crushing it. Yeah, because Smash Bros.
I think
it's
a guy thing because I had the same issue.
People think I was a nerd if I went to school nowadays. Like, oh, that guy has straight A's. Nerd.
I feel like jiu-jitsu guys are technically nerds for that.
When you're good.
Yeah. I'm not on that level, I don't think. I'm not that.
You don't have that much tism?
I'm not, I'm not like Mikey Musumeci.
Damn, look at that vein on his bicep, dude.
Mikey Musumeci's weird.
Dang.
You see it?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
Show the camera.
He really wants that stripe, party.
I can pinch it.
I know, Dad. Do you really want that stripe, buddy?
Says he doesn't care about stripes.
You gotta pretend like you don't want it so you can get it. Yeah. Like I don't want soy, I don't want titties. Like, I had to bring it back to that. I'm sorry, guys.
The ADHD.
It's the rose water.
It's the rose water.
What does rose water taste like?
Rose,
like rose.
Yeah. Water. There is like a rose water thing that women spray on their faces.
Yeah, I was thinking something else. I used to use it, but it would dry out my skin.
It doesn't have any benefits, right? Like they found out,
Is it like hibiscus?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
That's what that tastes like?
Jamaica.
We say Jamaica here.
Jamaica?
Oh,
yeah.
Jamaica.
He's using the scientific term.
Yeah. That's a
hibiscus tea?
American.
Yeah. I like it.
They have that at Panera.
I like it. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, too. Super good. I get the...
They have it at the Remate, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that one just has like a pound of sugar. Yeah. It's like Mexican Kool-Aid.
It tastes better.
Oh yeah, I fuck with it. Yeah, I do it with
horchata.
I do one with a green tea at Starbucks. Sorry. Oh, you said you do horchata?
No, I just, an ADHD thought. I just said horchata.
Oh,
no, sorry. Intrusive thought. <too. laughs> Yeah, a little bit.
Full ADHD.
Yeah. It's a squirrel. Yeah.
I think if we interrupt each other now, we got to go full ADHD, and then you say what you're going to interrupt with.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I need to start doing that.
Just warn us first.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ADHD time.
Yeah, full ADHD. Bread is delicious. See? It worked.
What are the plans with the gym? The plan. What's like the medium to long term plans? What are you seeing?
So short, or I guess long.
Yeah, short. Yeah, short, all of it.
In the short term, we're going to be moving soon, hopefully, into a bigger location, and then hopefully just add some more classes and grow the gym, grow the amount of students.
What do you want to add? What classes do you want to add?
Just more morning classes, I think. More morning classes. Yeah. Maybe mid-afternoon, too. That way, like, we can get more people in throughout the whole day, depending on their work schedules, things like that. Yeah.
That'd be beneficial.
Does it help that he's a coach now?
Yes.
5:30.
I do get a couple of people. 5:30 a.m. classes is pretty good size.
Yeah. It's like... Yeah. The smallest is 6.
You'd be surprised. Oh, wow. Yeah. And
like, remember when he only had like one or two people?
Yeah. It was like that. Yeah. No, it's growing. It's growing.
That's really good, Freddie.
It's growing. Actually, I was on Reddit and some guy said, because he was starting his own gym, and someone's like, even if there's one person or zero people, he's like, just show up and stay.
Yeah,
there.
I just kept showing up.
You just keep showing up and people will start.
I was that one guy for a while at a gym.
Really?
Yeah, I was the one guy. And I'd show up and then maybe another guy would show up. And
look
then,
at you now.
You know, then that class ended up growing. So now, like, that's the same thing we're trying to do, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Well, and it helps that you guys are good people, too.
Yeah, we try to be.
Some of us.
Yeah.
Well,
our
not
kids,
you.
Like our kids program, I don't know if you've seen pictures before where it's like 6 kids, you know? And then.
Yeah, my kid was one of the 6. Yeah.
There's like 6 kids in the class, and now there's like, you know, 2 kids' classes, and they're like 20 plus kids in each class.
That's amazing. Yeah. And they're all and really good.
Yeah, they're all good, dude.
Yeah, wow. They do pretty good.
Yeah, we need bigger. You need bigger mat space.
Yeah,
on another class.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing to outgrow a gym.
2 mats would be cool.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Why 2? Why?
Because then, the parents could have a class at the same time as the kids, and then they can leave right after.
Is that something you're thinking about?
I don't know.
Because then that saves. That would save like time for parents, so it'd make them want to come. Because now they're only staying there, like, let's say an hour and a half, instead of them staying 2.5 hours for 2 separate classes.
Unless they want to be there for 2 hours.
Yeah. Or if they just want to hang out and chit-chat.
I want to get in, get out, and get ahead.
You know, all the parents are very united at your gym. I noticed that. Yeah.
I've never seen that in any of the gyms I've trained at before.
Yeah, like, they're like glue, dude.
Yeah.
Like they're all...
Technic group.
Yeah,
that's good.
Technic group.
Well, they're there freaking...
They all help each other out, too, and the kids, like, you know, they'll be like, hey, can you bring your kid in to help my kid train? And, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know, I will be there.
They treat you well, too, huh?
Yeah.
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 Sometimes I see Marty all fitted out, and I'm like, damn, dude.
Well, they appreciate you and what you do for their kids, too, which is really nice.
I just feel like that's my job. Like, I don't know.
That's what makes a good coach and leader.
My goal is to produce, long-term, my goal is to produce Black Belt World Champions and ADCC champions.
Yeah, you're on their way. The kids are on their way, man.
You got a 18-year-old that fucking beats me up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to dox him.
Does he wear glasses?
No. He looks like a kid from American History X. He knows who he is.
I know now.
I told him to watch the movie, and I was like, after you watch it, I was like, there's a scene. Tell me about it.
He's
and
never seen it?
No.
He's young.
Yeah, he's young.
Oh, that's all you have to say.
I love him, though. He's so good, dude.
He's super friendly, too.
Because you guys are... I always see you guys, like, working on leg locks.
Yeah.
Man, I was like, I know they're going to get...
Do you have favorites, Marty?
Do I have favorites? No. I favor...
He loves us all the same.
I know. No. I don't love you guys all the same. No, I do show favoritism to the people who show up to class more.
Yeah. Well, the few people that want to...
That's because they're putting in more work. Yeah. So I kind of just... It's not really favoritism. I'm just like...
It also lets you connect with them more.
Helping them reach their goal more because they want to compete. I guess the competitors that are there every day.
What do you think? You maybe growing a women's program would probably be pretty good too, huh? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good goal to have. Dude, some of those girls beat us up.
Yeah, all 2 of them that are there.
No,
we have more than 2 girls.
Yeah, and then he has one. And yeah.
I forget about the other classes too.
Self-centered.
Yeah.
Offense taken.
Yeah.
Your student's actually pretty good. Last time I rolled with her, her technique got a little bit better. For only being
like 6 months
for
now,
like
6 months.
Months
in. So.
6 months?
6 Holy months crap. In. So.
Do you guys get,
they're learning.
Do you guys get satisfaction from people learning from you? Like when you see them grow?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. You're like, I did it, that.
You know what? I'll watch like the new people come in, and then it looks like they're just like, they don't know what the heck's going on, and they're just either getting beat up or they're spazzing. And then a couple of months later, then you see them and they actually look like they're doing jiu-jitsu.
They know what they're doing.
And you're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, but then like sometimes I hold them to like a really high standard and I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Why are you putting your hand there? Why? What are you thinking? You know, and then I realized like, wait a minute. When they first got here, they knew nothing. And then they do jiu-jitsu now. Yeah. Of course, they're going to make mistakes.
They made it past the hump.
Some of them are still white belts, and actually most of them that are making the mistakes are white belts still, so it's like, that's okay. That's when you're supposed to make those mistakes.
Yeah.
Right. When you're going to make mistakes all the way until black belt and past, but that's just part of the game. It's part of learning.
Your black belts are growing too, which is pretty impressive. I feel like you don't really see that often at a lot of gyms anymore, to have more than just one or two.
What do we have, three?
Yeah. Three.
Three.
And they're all good in their own way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Different styles. Good brown belts.
Yeah, your brown belts are fine as hell, dude.
It's going to have a couple more black belts coming in.
In the future?
Yeah.
The brown belts.
Yeah, me. Just kidding. Brown belts. Get my black belt in like 8 years.
Oh, God. That's going to be a decade long thing.
Well, it's going to take 10 years, right? To grow up. Not 10 years. Around 10 years for your white belts to become black belts.
Yeah,
I don't like that statistic because I've been at it for like 8 years.
you're around there.
I think did a poll with Bernardo Faria, and he was like, "How long does it take? How long did it take you to get your black belt?" And then a bunch of people answered it, and then he gave the average. I forgot what it was. Oh, I think it was like 10 years or 11 years.
Ten years average
for you? It was 9 or 10.
8.5.
Damn, Marty, I'm behind.
Man, look at you speed running the thing.
That's amazing.
I think it was 8.5.
How long did it take you to get to blue? Less than a year or a year?
So I did no gi only for like the first 6 months. And then I started in gi and it took me a year in the gi. So it was like a year and a half, I guess, if you count all my time.
That's pretty fast.
That's because you wanted to do MMA, right? Or is that the deal?
Yeah, that was the goal initially, to do MMA. So I only did no gi.
Okay.
Look at you now.
Yeah. Well, guys,
is there anything you want to finish with,
one lady,
Marty?
Yeah, any special things you want to say?
No, thanks for having me on.
Welcome back. Thank you.
Hopefully I could come back soon and we can talk some more.
Part 3.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe we'll be in our new location at the gym by then. Ooh. And new things.
Oh, you want to do it? You want to do an on-site podcast episode there?
Oh, that'd be good.
After training.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we could do it. We have everything.
We're all on our rash guards.
We can make it mobile.
All sweaty.
Yeah, for sure we could do it.
It'll be better.
It'll be better than the first one.
So. Oh, yeah, that's right. Marty did light him on fire once.
People don't forget.
Cupping Fred part 2.
Yeah. Damn.
We
could record.
Stop. Damn it. I was hoping you were going
to let that one fly. Dang it. That's funny that even got recorded.
I know. What are the chances of that?
Yeah, that's funny that it got recorded. That's funny.
Now everybody knows that I'm an arsonist.
Allegedly.
Try to take me out.
Well, thank you, Smarty Marty.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Smarty.
This is fun.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Os.
Oh, no.